Welcome everyone, happy New Year's. Welcome back to New Zealand's self-proclaimed favourite Kiwi music podcast on the internet. The internet's a big place, but yeah, this is a big podcast. Yep, 2024, we are back with a vengeance. A slew of artists coming up this year. Head along to kiwiradio.nz for full schedule. Big hello to upfm.co.nz, simulcasting today's stream. We're going to make this feature short and snappy because our guest right now is at the airport waiting at the gate for her flight. Welcome to the show, Just Janie.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much for squeezing us into your very busy schedule. So, hello, welcome to Kiwi Radio. My name's Ralphie, the host of the show. We love to promote Kiwi musicians every week. We get you to tell us about the songs that we'll be playing today and all sorts of jazz. But first of all, please introduce yourself to the world.
Alrighty. Thank you so much for having me, Ralphie. My name is Janie. Just Janie is my stage name. And I'm a folk singer-songwriter currently based in Otatahi, Christchurch. I have just released my debut single, Love Letter to Myself, on all streaming platforms. So you can check me out everywhere at the moment. And I am currently touring my single. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about the tour, actually. Where can people find you?
So I have just finished up in Golden Bay at the lovely Muscle Inn. My next stop is Christchurch at Space Academy. And then I have a few shows in Dunedin, Auckland and Wellington. So if people are interested, they can look up Just Janie on Facebook or Instagram or on UTR, and my tickets are on there.
Awesome, awesome. Well, it's great to have the wonderful Just Janie, Kiwi personality, basically celebrity. Here you are about to take a flight and everything, living the champagne life. Can we say where you're going?
Yes, I am actually heading back home to Christchurch now, so it's a nice end to a lovely trip up from the sunny Golden Bay and Nelson region.
Awesome. Well, we've got a button for Christchurch.
Cha-cha, Christchurch.
Yeah, so welcome to everyone listening in all around. Well, let's do this. We've only got like 15 minutes or so before your gate opens. So let's get started with the first song. We'll probably, you know, make it short and snappy. Hopefully you don't get called in between kind of thing. But if you do, totally understand. But let's get straight into it.
You might hear them calling my name over the loudspeakers.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like this is like a game show. We need, like, we've got X amount of time. So this is good. Let's start off with, what song do you have? We've got Dreaming or Musings first up. Which one should we go for?
Let's go with Dreaming. Okay. It's the earliest song.
Well, yeah. Tell us about Dreaming, the song. What inspired you to write it? What's it all about in your own words?
So Dreaming is a song I wrote when I was 19, so fresh into uni and I guess love. And over the past few years, I hadn't really touched the song. It had sort of lost meaning to me and become a little less important. But a year ago, I rediscovered it and created the demo that everyone's about to hear with my brother Tim. It is just recorded at home, so it is a little bit rough, but I like that it's authentic. And Tim plays some of the guitar on the track, which is beautiful. And I guess I realized the ideas in the song were ringing true for me again, that in my mid-20s I could be feeling similar things to 19-year-old Janie, and it became a powerful song for me again, the idea of loving someone that isn't able to love you back because they're in love with someone else, and who knows, maybe that person loves someone else who loves someone else.
Oh, so, man, yeah, this is Inception heartbreak right now, feeling
it. Yeah, it's a sad song, but it's there's no bad guys in the song. It's just about acceptance. So
I like that. I hope everyone enjoys it. I like that as a movie concept. There's no bad guys in love.
Yeah, no bad guys.
Just two different angles, right? Okay, well, here we go. Just Janie is the artist joining us today at kiwiradio.nz. This first track is called Dreaming. We'll be right back with a short, snappy interview.
Thank you.
washed away by the rain. Violent stains of love that evaporate. I wore my heart upon my sleeve. Mistaken, I let myself fall inside my fantasy. On what used to be, you know what I mean. And I'll wish for you to wish for me, but it's unlikely that's gonna be happening, 'cause you're still stuck on what used to be. And it's not myself plant the seeds, but unbeknownst they grow into festering weeds, and we disintegrate like dust. But I was still so mesmerized by the idea of us forgetting.
And welcome to KiwiRadio.nz, a weekly showcase of New Zealand music here on the station, 7 to 8 p.m. New Zealand time every Tuesday. We're just kickstarting 2024 strongly with this amazing singer-songwriter from
Christchurch.
Just Janie, welcome back to the show. Now, that's such a beautiful voice.
Thank you so much.
You're very talented. I feel very privileged to have you on the show today. And yeah, again, we're going to make it short and snappy because you are currently at the airport on the way home. So next song is about musings at the breakfast aisle. And after that, we're actually going to be playing your brand new single as well, which I'm excited to hear. But tell us about this middle track, Musings at the Breakfast Aisle.
Okay, so this is a really fun song, I think. It's a little bit moody and a little bit sassy. Somebody once explained the song to me as a song about really liking someone and wanting them to stay for lunch, maybe even dinner, but you can't even get them to stay for breakfast. So it's exactly that.
Yeah.
It's about musing in the breakfast aisle. Do you stay, do you go? And it's someone trying to decide whether to stay for breakfast or not, and they are not committing. So it's really about choosing cereal or toast. So this is just, again, a little bit of a sad song. I'm really into writing my sad songs. I promise I'm actually a very happy individual, but my songs don't necessarily show that. So I hope people enjoy.
Awesome. Well, we're going to go play it now. You sound like a hopeless romantic, but also it's great that you make great music out of it. So let's have a listen. Just Janie is the artist of the moment right now. You're tuned into Kiwi Radio. Just Janie is the artist there from Christchurch. The song is called Musings at the Breakfast Isle. She is currently on tour right now. So if you want to go check her out, please do. The best place that I can find her is Instagram.com/__justjanie_. But maybe, Janie, do you have any other websites you want to plug as well? Is there anywhere else you want people to find you?
So I'm also on Facebook, which is another easy one to find me, at Just Janie. Mm-hmm. And I'm on Spotify and Apple Music and YouTube as Just Janie too. So And hopefully people can find me.
Yeah, and if that's all too much as well, I've actually found a really useful link. It's you can find her on found.ee/JJ-letter-to-myself as well. So it's all there.
And that's where the single is. So all the streaming platforms are under that link, which is amazing.
Woo!
Awesome. Well, we're so happy to be able to squeeze this interview today. How are we going for time? We've probably got like 10 minutes left, right?
Yep, I think we've got enough time for one more.
It's like speed dating, but as a professional radio guest host thing.
It is.
Yeah, so there we go.
It keeps me from babbling. I'm a little bit... So this is good.
Hey, look, there's always time in the future. We've had guests, you know, come on multiple times depending on new releases. So you're always welcome to come back anytime.
Amazing. It's really, thank you.
Really good to connect with you there, Just Janie. So how long have you been in sort of like the New Zealand music circuit? Because this is kind of like the first time I've heard of you.
Yeah, so this is actually, it's technically my second time. I did used to do a lot of music stuff with my brother, Tim. We were a duo, Janie and Tim Shaw, and we released an album together, which is on all streaming platforms as well. It's a great album. We were very young, but I am still very proud of it, and it was called Ellipsis. And due to us just sort of having conflicting schedules, he's a sponsored enduro rider, we had to go our separate ways in terms of music. So I'm finally branching out solo, which is quite scary for me because I'm very used to having my brother Tim on stage with me and sharing the nerves and the whole journey with someone else. So it's been a new experience, but I am currently really excited and just stoked to be finally putting some music out and giving it a go.
Well, actually, to be honest, musicians are a little bit like actors sometimes. You know, sometimes a curtain closes, something new opens, you know, maybe they're juggling multiple movies or something like that. So the same thing can happen with music. And the fact that your family, that's a strong bond there as well. So I actually found some of your music as Janie and Tim Shaw. I believe you've got songs like Another Day and Broken Out. Would that sound? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to deep dive into that one too and see what that dynamic is like versus the newly refreshed Just Janie doing this right now, which is sounding really good. I'm really enjoying it.
Thank you.
What's in the pipeline for you this year with recording? You've got the tour, of course, but what are you doing in terms of music, recordings, that kind of thing?
So I have two more songs coming out before the winter, hopefully. I recorded three tracks in New South Wales and Australia with the amazing Rip Turnop and Abby Smith. And so we are currently still mastering and mixing the last two tracks, but there will be a full EP out in hopefully before May, but we'll just see, you know, these things take time. And then I'm hopefully doing a live recording album, but it's very fresh and it's not quite underway yet. So I'll keep in touch about further recording.
Yeah, please do add us to your press release, you know, mail out and things like that. We'll do what we can here at kiwiradio.nz. We're also simulcast tonight on upfm.co.nz. That's two radio stations for one. Great value there. But yeah, we love doing this. And you're actually guest number 103. So
amazing.
But you're the first guest of 2024. So, you know, we went on a bit of a holiday, a refreshed, you know, that kind of thing as you do every year. How does it feel to be the very first for 2024?
Pretty exciting. It's a good way to start the year, I hope. And I hope people are enjoying the song.
Well, we've got 14 unique listeners at the moment right now in two different countries. That's just sort of like one radio. I'm not sure how many are listening to Up FM, but that's the stats that we have. But you can also download all our podcasts at kiwiradio.nz. So we'd love to stretch our legs and get your music out there. Do what we can in our little corner of the web. Well, Just Janie, we're down to your final plug, and you're ready to roll with the airport there, about to board the flight. So let's get you to talk about Love Letter to Myself as a story. What's it all about?
Great. So this is my debut single, and I'm going to be interrupted by a lovely departures announcement.
I'll put some applause just so you let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
There we go. That way there's no awkward silence. See, this is the life of a rock and roll singer-songwriter celebrity.
I love being lumped in with rock and roll. I'm not sure I'm quite cool enough for that yet.
Well, yeah, you're the Joni Mitchell of New Zealand. I know that Joni's one of your influences, but there we go. Anyways, and
thank you.
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good. So Love Letter is an acknowledgement of the woman I could have been and the woman I became. And so it's a song that's about being where you're supposed to be. I don't like to view past choices as negative, even if a relationship or a stage in your life comes to an end. There are always lessons to be learnt, knowledge to be gained. And I genuinely believe that I am where I am supposed to be now because of all the experiences I've had. So this song is about not regretting decisions, and it's an offering of self-love. And that's exactly what the title says. It's a love letter to myself. Yeah, I'll leave it up to the listeners to decipher what they want from this song, and I hope people relate. And yeah, thank you again for having me.
Just Janet, you're a wonderful artist. We hope to hear from you again. Best wishes for 2024, and have a great flight home. Love Letter to Myself. Have a listen to it right now, people. Find her, Just Janie. Love Letter to Myself is the debut single from this wonderful Kiwi artist. Well, thank you. That's the plug. Anything else?
No, I'm very happy with how this has gone. It was very exciting. So
smooth
thank
as.
You for having me.
Very smooth. All right. Awesome. Well, take care. Kia ora. And stay cool. Stay creative. Okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Have a great flight. Thank you so much for being on the radio. That is Just Janie, a beautiful singer-songwriter from Christchurch. She's flying home right now. She's at the airport, ready to roll. So there we go. It was great to squeeze that little interview there. This is the brand new single here, 5 minutes of glorious music for your ears. KiwiRadio.nz. Welcome 2024.
Entertaining, but now you've got to start again. And the future you'd formed in your mind now has to be reframed. You're crying on George Street. You're not in love anymore. And your voice whispers good morning on Sunday while everybody sleeps on the floor. And where do you run to? I've been chasing you. Stuck in this together, even when you can't stand me anymore. And you might have been somewhere like New York by now. You could be anywhere else. instead of messing with your head. Well, I would if I could. Wish I could. And darling, you're doing your best, and that's fine. They say that your 20s is just wasted time. You might have been somewhere like London by now. Suppose you could have been somebody else. But we caught that plane by ourselves, and we watched from the window seat as the soothe my own mind, tell myself like I tell my friends, instead of messing with my head. Well, I would if I could. And I'm doing my best, and that's just fine. They say your 20s is just wasted time. I might have been somewhere like Paris by now. Suppose I could have been somebody else. Instead I'm here.
You're tuned into KiwiRadio.nz, just multitasking with some of the messages coming through. Thank you so much for joining us today. That was just Janie. Love letter to myself. Now, I actually, Janie mentioned her act as well with her brother, Tim Shaw, and I was curious, found the music, and thought we'd listen to it together as well. So here is Janie and Tim and her brother Tim Shaw with a track called Another Day. You tuned into KiwiRadio.nz.
All you were to me was another girl in the room. Now you're more than that. Yeah, we got talking and sure it was good, but you never seemed to capture my eye until now. Now that you're leaving, so just come a little closer now as you move into the light. Cause my heart beats to the sound of you singing as you slowly walk on by. You and me is all I can think about when we are together. But go slow, hey, cause I wait. Many years now I've let you explore yourself in the world all the while. You left me behind. Oh, you tell me the stories of all the boys and how they seem to capture you and the difference. They say how they're feeling. come a little closer now as you move into the light. As my heart beats to the sound of you singing as you slowly walk on by. You and me is all I can think about when we are together. But go slow, hey, 'cause I wait.
Into kiwiradio.nz. We want to thank Just Janie for squeezing that wonderful interview live here on the station, as well as upfm.co.nz. We will be back next week with new guests. We're lining them up as we go each and every week. We've got two guests next week. I will be announcing who it is on our instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz. That's instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz. Great place to get in touch with me as well if you want to be on the show. Well, we'll keep it short and sweet. Normally an hour, hour set. Normally an hour. But let's just play it cool. Play it neutral, natural, and squeeze back into the show for the year. That will be the showcase for this week. Tune in again next week. Tuesday, 7 p.m. New Zealand time. We have a very, very cool lineup. Tell you what, I'll tell you who it is. East York will be joining us, rock band from New Zealand. The Free Hugs guy in Auckland will be joining us as well. You know, the guy that's hugging everyone down in downtown Auckland. Yeah, more about that story next week. Liana Hart, a Sahara. Smart Parks, Back to the Hillside, Albie and the Wolves, just, you know, to name a few that we are lining up for this year. And again, if you want to be part of the show, head along to instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. You have a great one. Peace. Back to the Autobot playlist.